welcome back to another episode of the Jason Davis Podcast. I am your host, Jason Davis, and I welcome you all back for another episode. How are you guys doing today? On this episode, this is like a little special episode. And this is something I just want to talk about. Just get off my chest. You know, something that's been bothering me. You know, and I could say I feel it a little personal. But listen, I'm about keeping it real and just being honest, you know, and being truthful, because I'm a human being, first and foremost. You know what I mean? So, what I want to really talk about today is about being true to yourself and, you know, trying to be something that you're not, you know, and pretty much that's my situation right now. So, I had a group podcast session with some random people off of an app called the Studio app. So, you know, it's for pretty much podcasting and people to have open discussions. And I was invited to an episode. And I got in the room. And, you know, I'm thinking that we're going to have like an open topic, something to really discuss. I got in a room and I was with a bunch of people who were just talking a whole bunch of bullshit. Nothing of really important. Just trolling. Really nothing of substance. Just dumb shit. It's just dumb. Perfect example. Dude was asking me, do you think anal sex is gay? Like, I'm like, what? Like, I literally said that if you're doing anal sex with a man, yeah, that would be considered gay. Then he tried to flip it and say, no, I was talking about a girl. Would that be considered gay? Like, just high school childish shit. Just dumb shit. And, you know, and then this other guy, I don't know who he was. He was talking about, do you believe in the Illuminati? You know? Just stupid shit. Just dumb shit. And I found myself kind of stuck. And I mean, I stuck because, you know, I didn't want to go off and curse them out like I should, because I'm a podcaster and I have a brand, you know, and I want everybody to listen to me. So, you know, I noticed that some people is not fond of a lot of cursing and, you know, that kind of aggressive talk, you know. And, you know, I'm just trying to have a good image for my brand. And, you know, I didn't really know how to really respond to none of this shit, because it was just took me off guard. Like, I didn't know what to literally say, you know, because I don't want to just come off and just start cursing the motherfucker out, because the shit was going to get irritating, you know. To the point where, yo, the shit wasn't going nowhere, so I had to fucking end the call with the guys. Like, it just ended. And, yes, and I was annoyed. out of nowhere because I just felt my time was wasted. You know, this is, I'm out here serious about what I'm doing, serious about my craft, serious about my business. And I realized with myself is that, like, with this whole podcasting thing, YouTubing, podcasting, all this stuff is all pretty much lumped up together. You don't want to, like, I think the biggest issue is that I feel that we don't have. I don't know, I just feel that we don't have. It's a free country with free speech, but yet we don't have free speech. Because somebody's quick to cancel you or flag you or, you know, flag you for saying something. And like, it could be anything. Someone could just try to get your whole channel, whole shit canceled because you use the word fuck. Just like, just some of the shit is just a little crazy to me. So what I was trying to refrain myself, you know, trying to find a way. And I don't, you know, and I'm not sure if any of you guys understand what I'm talking about. I was just trying to find a way where to get my point across without me getting too raw with it. And I realized the more I try to do all that, the more frustrated I had become. It made me more frustrated. And you know what? I was gonna pretty much say to hell with this. Like, I was done. Like, this is, it was really, was getting annoying, you know? And that's the thing. This is just me being real with you. Me just trying to find my right approach to talk to everyone, you know? And then I remember something. I remember I was talking to my best friend and his mother on the phone. And I was talking in my real voice. And all the people out there who do know me personally, like know me, they know my real voice. They know how I talk. They know. And I was just talking. I was just speaking freely. And I was talking in my real voice. And, you know, my best friend's mom said, "Yo, man, you are funny. Like, you should be a stand-up comedian. You should just do stand-up." And I said to her, "I can't do stand-up because stand-up requires a lot of writing and memorizing jokes. I'm just telling you how I think and how I really feel. You know what I'm saying?" And I just came to a realization that, yo, fuck all this. I should talk the way I always fucking talk. Like I'm fucking talking right now. Listen, I curse a lot. I talk shit. And I'm brutally honest. Like, I am not PC at all. I am not politically correct. There's nothing politically correct about me. I don't give a fuck about sparing no one's feelings. I'm not with this. I'm not. I don't play that safety net shit. And you know what? I really don't give a fuck. I'm not politically correct at all. Like, I don't agree with a lot of shit. I don't agree with a lot of shit, you know? And I'll be honest, I feel that a lot of people who are really PC about a lot of shit, I feel that they do a disservice when they don't tell people the honest truth. Like, I start to feel now that people have all these excuses by, you know, these excuses of not telling people the truth because when you start speaking the truth, it comes off to people that you're mean, that you're harsh, you're bullying. And folks start making excuses. What if the person has a mental breakdown and decided they want to kill themselves, or, you know, you hurt their feeling and they get depressed? And man, listen, I had suffered from depression for a good majority of my life. I had people call me all kinds of names. I had motherfuckers done all kinds of fucked up shit to me. But I got over it. You know what I'm saying? I got over it. And that's just what it is. I just got over it. I'm not going to be doing all... Listen. By me doing podcasting, by me having an opinion, by me saying stuff, yo, I am prepared for backlash. I'm prepared for someone to have a different opinion. I'm also prepared for death threats and all kinds of bullshit that comes along with it. And I'm prepared because I'm going to stand by what I believe in. Because my whole shit with it is, I'm not really a fan of the apology thing. Apologizing. You know what I mean? Apologizing for something you said. Because I feel that it's not a sincere apology to me if people force you for an apology. Like, this whole fear of folks being canceled. Like, motherfuckers can't cancel you. Niggas cannot cancel you. Like, that shit to me is crazy. That is crazy to me. Yet, it's a country with freedom of speech. And let me tell you something. It's a lot of shit out there. There's a lot of shit out there people fucking say I don't like and I disagree with. And this is what I do with them. I don't listen to them. I don't listen to them. I can name you three motherfuckers right now if I can actually remember their fucking names. That's how much I don't really give a shit about them. But these three individuals talk all kinds of crazy bullshit. And a lot of it is just racist stereotyping. And they're black men. But to me, I feel they do that joint for clicks. Or they really believe that they're not black. But it is what it is. Like, whatever. And you know, I think one of my biggest issues with... My biggest issue with podcasting for me, I think that I try to compare myself to other people, you know? I didn't want to admit it, but yeah, like I try to compare myself with other people who do their work. And you know, how can I be like this person, or how can I talk like this individual? And I just come to terms that some folks have more, some folks got better soft skills than me. And that's fine. I have to also remember, as I do this, or as I do anything, and I keep on doing it, I'll get better at it. You know? And with this episode, I'm just being straight up with you guys. And I feel I'm talking about this because I feel that I'm not the only person who feels this way. And I also feel that not just with podcasting, with life, it's so much restrictions on what we can and what we can't do, what we can say and what we can't say. And I'm at a point where I'm here to tell everybody, yo, fuck that shit. Know what I mean? Like, listen, like, some things you shouldn't stress yourself about. Some things that's out of your fucking control. You shouldn't just kill yourself and get frustrated. Like it's nerve-wracking. It's just nerve-wracking for me. Like even my few episodes I posted up, I ain't edit none of that shit. I just drew that shit out there. And I just drew it out there. Like I drew it out there. Cause I ain't got time for all that editing shit. Like you're gonna get it raw. You're gonna get it raw right then and there. You know what I mean? And you listen, as time goes on, things get better, which they will. Shit. I'll start editing more if I can. But I just come to terms with life and everything. I should just remain myself. And I feel that I shouldn't have to change any of that. You know? I don't wanna watch what I have to say. You know, I shouldn't have to worry about who am I going to offend. Because I don't give a fuck. And I'll be honest with you guys. None of you guys should give a fuck either. Some of y'all out here who are listening to me, you may completely disagree with me. And guess what? Guess what? That's okay. Who gives a fuck? That's okay. That's fine. But from here on out, this is how I really talk. I'm raw. I keep it 100. I don't give a fuck. I speak my mind. And that's just what it is, you know? And I think with my journey is I was just trying to find the right approach. And not really being who I am. You know what I mean? And I actually feel talking about this on this episode is really important, because I feel that a lot of us go through this, especially when you're trying to build your own brand, your own business. You know? Or, you know, you just trying to live your life the best way you possibly can. You know what I mean? Listen, ain't nothing in this world perfect. None of us is perfect. You know? There's no one on this planet that's always right. And I personally, there's no one on this planet that's always wrong. You know what I mean? You niggas gotta, motherfuckers gotta balance that shit out. You know? And I really feel that people should be okay to be themselves. Talk the way you talk. You know what I mean? Talk the way you talk. But listen, if you want to change, do it for yourself. Not for anyone else. You know what I mean? Do that shit for yourself. It's a lot of things I want to do. A lot of stuff I want to learn. And I want to do those things because I want to. Know what I mean? I think that's what the most important thing. I think that's what's really the most important thing. Is to really do it because you want to do it. Know what I mean? If you want to start your own business or build your own website, or you want to start, you want to have a career in a certain field, just, you know, go out there and just do your shit. Know what I mean? Do your thing. Know what I mean? And then when it comes to opinions and your beliefs, and that you truly believe in them, stand on your beliefs and be yourself. You know? Just be yourself. That's the best, I mean, to me, that's the best thing you can possibly be. You know what I mean? Be yourself. And at the same time as being yourself, always look to find ways to grow. You know, and like develop yourself. I am completely different than what I was five to eight years ago. Completely different man now. But that's because I had to go through life And I had to learn through a lot of different shit. And like I pretty much had to find who I really was. You know what I mean? That's really one of the things I want, you know, to talk about today. Just being yourself, man. You know, there's always an excuse that, you know what, you know, you can't always be yourself, and you can't. No, fuck that shit. That's bullshit. You can be yourself. Now, are you talking about being professional? Yeah, you should also always be professional. Especially when it calls, especially when it calls to be professional. You know what I mean? Being professional, you know, doesn't mean that you're not yourself. You know what I mean? Like you just know it's a time and place for everything. You feel me? Especially when it's regarding business or work. You know, stay professional. You know, don't take nothing too personal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that whole studio shit with those motherfuckers, that shit fucked me up. It just you know what it is with me? Now, I really want to talk about that shit. You know what it is with me? I come to find that people will do anything just for click. They'll do anything. They'll say anything. Just for clicks. And I think people feel that way because they see somebody else troll and do all the other shit. They think that shit will work for them. Not always. And it may not work that well, the way you want it to work. That's why with me, like, I look at it as, you know, like, I look at shit like that. Like, that shit is just fucking stupid. Like, I'm not even gonna have a whole conversation with anybody. Shit, if I get pulled into a Zoom call with a bunch of people talking stupid shit, making inappropriate jokes, I'm just gonna hang up the shit. Like, nigga, like, don't waste my time with that shit. I don't got time to entertain stupidity, cause I'm so ass. Just ask like a serious fucking question. You fucking ask me, do I believe in Illuminati? What the fuck are you talking about? Do I think anal sex is gay, nigga? What the fuck are you talking about, nigga? I'm here for serious business, not for bullshit. That's another thing, y'all. Yo, when these grown ass kids wanna come on here and just talk all that stupid, dumb shit, and they wasting your time, yo, hang up that phone or just walk past them. End that shit. End that shit immediately. Don't even entertain that shit. Know what I mean? Don't even entertain that shit. That shit to me is fucking stupid. It's dumb. I don't really take folks like that seriously. To me, like, your whole life is a fucking joke. Like, you have nothing really to talk about. That shit is mind-blowing to me, but what the fuck? Everyone's different. Know what I mean? Oh, man. Definitely. But pretty much, to sum this joint up, I'm just going to give you guys how I am. The way I'm talking now is how I really talk. And I just feel, yo, I just feel more comfortable just being myself. Know what I mean? Just being myself. Like, and I feel that anyone else out there who have a hard time being themselves, you know, especially if you podcasting and shit, yo, man, just be yourself, man. just be yourself and be honest and be truthful about who you are. If you really believe in some shit, just stand on it. If you talk a certain way, yo, listen, that's just the way you talk. Know what I mean? I mean, if you had to adjust anything, do it because you want to do it. That's all I got to say about the joint. Oh, man. And the other thing I want to tell everybody, yo, listen, you deal with a whole bunch of people that waste your time with stupidity and shit. Like I said, cut them off. Cut it off. Nobody got time for none of that stupid shit. Cut it off. Cut it off. Just cut it off, like. Nigga, like, I'm actually serious about my shit. I'm actually serious about it. And you know, like, and that's the thing, too. I'll be honest with you. I don't really fuck with a lot of people like that. And, like, if I do, it's somebody, you know, be honest with you, it's somebody, I respect and trust. You know what I mean? Especially with this podcast and shit. Like, prior to this, I was just doing interviews. And pretty much, I'm going to put those episodes, I'm going to put my old stuff back up. I'm going to put those old, the stuff I started off with, back up. And I think I'm going to start doing interviews again. Just talking to people. You know, people I know, people I've met online, just talking to them. Doing interviews, having, like, you know, discussions and stuff like that, you know. And pretty much, I think the best approach now is for me just to come out and just speak the way I'm talking now. You know what I mean? And just keep it a buck. Because, you know, listen, it's a lot of things to talk about. It's a lot of stuff going on in the world. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of interesting people out there to interview. You know, it's literally things I actually want to do. You know? And, you know, shit, I'm going to do it. So my advice to anyone out there who's doing their own thing, yo, don't waste your time with people that's going to waste your time. And if you really believe in something, stand on what you believe in. All that, don't be afraid of someone judging you or just talk. They're going to cancel and block you. If they try to do that shit, you got to take your shit somewhere else. You know? Just keep it a buck. People are going to get judged. Like, right now, I judge a bunch of motherfuckers I was in the group. Like yesterday. And I think they wasted my fucking time. Asking stupid questions like, do you think anal sex is gay? Like, the fuck do you believe in the Illuminati? How much money do you make among podcasting? Just weird and awkward fucking questions. Nigga, how much money do you make podcasting a month? Because I bet you I make more than you. Dumbass. Do you think anal sex is gay? People get on my goddamn nerves. But I'm done talking for the night. So I gotta say. But before I go off, this is what I need to say. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on my Instagram page for more content, posts, and you know, and the rest of the stuff that I'm gonna be putting up. I'm gonna release my own website soon. Probably by like the end of this month or beginning of August, somewhere around there. And the other thing I want to ask you guys is, as a content creator, I need your guys' support. You know, doing this podcast and stuff is a lot of work. And I need you guys' help. So when you hit the link on my Instagram page, it has a section called support. You can support me for whatever amount you want to put support me for. You know, for I think it's $2.99, $4.99, $9.99 a month. And for the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate it. Stuff like that, believe it or not, helps me out, you know? It helps me out. And listen, it's hard being a content creator, but it's part of the job, it's part of the grind. You know what I'm saying? But I can't get nowhere without your guys' help. You guys listening to my content is, you know, and I really appreciate it. And, you know, I need your help. You know, I can't do this without you. So, support the channel, you know. Definitely support the channel. I really would appreciate it. And pretty much, thank you all for listening. I pretty much will have more content, you know, more episodes will be coming out soon. And pretty much, until then, have a good night. Peace. To the next episode.